Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. It is important to always use the right tool for the right job. You wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw. Herbicides can be considered tools as well to help us perform tasks in the landscape. As gardeners, it is very important to understand the groupings of herbicides in the garden. While herbicides may be a four-letter word to some, keep in mind an herbicide is simply a product used to kill a weed and can be an organic or conventional product. Understanding which tool is right for the job is critical in achieving your end goals. Herbicides can first be categorized into pre-emergent herbicides and post-emergent herbicides. Pre-emergent herbicides, like the name implies, is one that takes effect on the plant before it emerges, typically not allowing the weed to get past the germination phase of growth. Preen, Amaze, and Dimension are only but a few examples of a pre-emergent herbicide. While there are not many options for organic pre-emergent herbicides, there is one. Corn gluten meal is an excellent example of an organic pre-emergent herbicide. The product must be applied before the weeds emerge, otherwise it will not have any effect on that plant. These are excellent products to use on a newly prepared flowering bed or in your lawn to help you prevent weeds from occurring and having to spray them out later on in the season. A post-emergent herbicide is one that takes effect on weeds after the germination phase occurs. In other words, the weed is actively growing and needs to be removed from that location. Post-emergent herbicides can be divided further into two more categories. The distinction between these two are whether the herbicide kills weeds indiscriminately, called non-selective herbicides, or if it kills weeds while not affecting others, which we call selective herbicides. Non-selective herbicides such as glyphosate and pelargonic acid, which is an organic option, will kill any weeds or other plant material they come in contact with. A selective herbicide is one that kills one type of plant while not harming another type of plant. An example of a selective herbicide is 2,4-D. This product is often used in lawns because it kills broadleaf weeds while not affecting our lawns. Understanding herbicides and how to properly use them and which ones to use is very important in lawn and garden maintenance. Herbicides are tools we can use in our landscape, but not every tool is needed to get the job done. Just as using herbicides may not always be the best approach to weed management in your lawn and garden, there are many preventative ways to keep certain weeds out of your gardening areas, mulching and mowing being one of them. My personal favorite is called wraparound. Wraparound is one of the best organic options in weed management. You simply wrap your hand around the weed and you pull it. This may seem a little tongue-in-cheek, but sometimes pulling weeds is far easier and much more cost-effective than mixing up a batch of herbicide. Assess your lawn and garden this spring. Determine which weeds you had in the past and which ones are currently growing in your lawn or your garden this year. Then ask yourself, which tool is best for the job at this time? Should I use a hammer to tighten a screw? This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.